ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. With the war between Israel and Hamas reaching its third week, President Biden is calling on Israeli and Arab leaders to alleviate the suffering.
Hundreds of desperate people breaking into UN warehouses, taking food and other bare necessities. President Biden has expressed concern about the rising toll on civilians, speaking with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu by phone, saying Israel needs to defend itself, quote, in a manner consistent with international humanitarian law.
ABC's Matt Rivers in Tel Aviv. Hundreds of people storming an airport in Russia's Dagestan region, chanting anti-Semitic slogans and seeking out passengers who arrived at the airport on a flight from Israel. Russian authorities say more than 20 people were hurt. The federal judge overseeing former President Trump's election interference case has reinstated a narrow gag order on Trump, barring him from talking about prosecutors, court staff, and potential witnesses. This is ABC News. Fans of late Friends actor Matthew Perry gathering in New York City at the site of the famous apartment building from the show to pay their respects.
The corner of Bedford and Grove Streets is always filled with tourists taking pictures, but it's also filled with tributes and appreciation, not just for Perry's comedic timing as Chandler Bing, but for his honesty and candor about his struggles.
It's obviously because I was on Friends, more people will listen to me. So I've got to take advantage of that. I've got to help as many people as I can.
Perry opened up last year in his memoir and interview with ABC's Diane Sawyer. Perry was found dead in a hot tub at his California home. It's still not clear what might have led to his apparent drowning.
ABC's Sonia Rincon. The Illinois man accused of murdering a child and wounding the boy's mother in an alleged hate crime attack over their Muslim faith is set to appear in court on Monday. Authorities believe the attack was spurred by tensions over the war between Israel and Hamas. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pay raises for district attorneys and public defenders appear to be having the desired effect. Vacancies are down since the raises went into effect July 1st. Wisconsin District Attorneys Association President Eric Tony tells Wisconsin Public Radio that morale is also better. Public defenders say much the same about retention and morale. Now, Tony says he wants lawmakers to create more prosecutor jobs to help lighten the workload. Tomorrow is Prescription Drug Takeback Day in Wisconsin. People who have old prescription drugs sitting around the medicine cabinet can bring them to one of 140 events happening around the state. There are also nearly 500 drop boxes where people can leave their old medicine anytime. Attorney General Josh Call says Wisconsin is consistently one of the national leaders in the safety effort, and it makes a difference. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers made one mistake after another, losing to the Vikings 24-10 at Lambeau Field. Quarterback Jordan Love admitting at times he couldn't decide what to do with the football.
That's where I need to continue to grow, continue to be better for the team. It's just being that decisive player that's going to, you know, go through my reads, and that's where I got to be better.
The Vikings suffering a blow in the fourth quarter when quarterback Kirk Cousins had to leave the game with a torn Achilles tendon. Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell.
Gave all the defensive guys game balls, but the last game ball was for Kirk.
College football, the Badgers battled for three quarters but lost at home to Ohio State 24-10. Wisconsin has now lost 10 games in a row. Head coach Luke Fickell.
That's a tough one in that locker room. I thought we came out doing what we needed to do, to be honest with you.
NBA, the Bucks struggled on defense, losing to the Atlanta Hawks 127-110. Chris Middleton was inactive and asked, when did he find out that he would not play against the Hawks?
I think they told me maybe after the last game.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 22. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, 34. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 25.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
As so it goes, as so it goes, as so it goes, as so it goes. Oh, it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning, and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Mattenair in for Kristen Bry. Carol Kane is here in studio with me, and Greg Bach is on the board, and you as well. 844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY. If you want to call and or text, you can always watch us on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. All kinds of things going on today. We're going to start with, we actually have a Speaker of the House. I do want to warm you up, though, a little bit, folks, and start thinking about this now. After 10:30, we're going to talk about different ways you've hurt yourself. And that's all thanks to my my co-host's recent experience with being hit by a ladder.
I really did a number on myself.
I know you did.
It's I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah. But she's a trooper. She made it in anyway. So thank you so much for that. So be thinking about that. We're going to take your calls coming up around 10:33 about various ways that you have hurt yourself. So we can reassure Carol that she is not alone.
I told you, you know, when Lou and I, because I'm so clumsy to begin with, that when Lou and I were dating, he literally said to me, cracks in the sidewalk have taken on a whole new meaning for me. And I'm like, yeah, I know. So anyhow, so I'll tell you all about it.
Okay, that's coming up at 10:33. Right now, though, after 3.5 weeks with Republicans in the House of Representatives in disarray, we now have a Speaker of the House. Republican Representative Mike Johnson, who is from Louisiana, got all of the support from all the 220 GOP members in attendance. One person who was not there to vote was Wisconsin's own Derek Van Orden.
He's still over.
He's still in Israel on his fact-finding mission.
Yeah.
The new Speaker has been in Congress since 2017. No experience in House leadership.
This is the problem.
With no experience in House leadership?
Yeah.
Well, and from what I understand, the rules that allowed one person to get rid of Kevin McCarthy have not changed. So if just one representative decides in 2 weeks that they don't like what Mike Johnson is doing, they can do the same thing to him that they did to Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah, after this cluster that we've been through for 3.5 weeks, I can't imagine that they would do this. Although there's an awful lot about this guy that's very concerning to me. When Mitt Romney comes out and says he has no experience, and that's concerning to me. That's my big red flag. He's never been in a position of leadership. And the fact that he, you know, on the first vote, he just got right in. You know, after we've been kind of like, you know, whatting around for all this time, and we've gone through three, four.
He's the fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the fourth. Well, we do have a little sound clip of Representative Mike Johnson after he was elected last evening to the House of Representatives as Speaker of the House. There's two clips there, Greg. Play the first one. Anyway, while Greg is looking for that clip, he basically said last night that he was appointed by God.
Well, he's very, very, very religious. Yes. He and his wife have a podcast, you know, where they're, you know, it's all about their religion. And she's like, it's a pastoral something she calls herself. But I mean, yeah.
I'm not dumping on people of faith. I'm really not. I respect organized religion. I respect people of faith, but I am concerned about the amount of religiosity working its way into politics. And when you have a newly elected Speaker of the House standing up there saying, God put me here, God put all of us here to carry out his will.
Okay. Well,
you're the one who's going to determine what that will is.
Well, you know, he follows it pretty staunchly, without a doubt. He follows, you know, the teachings of the Bible pretty staunchly. But that's not the only thing that, you know, and once again, let's just say, I want to reestablish the fact that I was brought up in a very conservative household. So I'm trying to see both sides of it. But he is, as far as I'm concerned, he's a little more radical than we should be looking to. I worry about the abortion issue. I worry about his issues with LGBTQ.
Very anti-LGBT.
Right, right.
Very,
and
very anti.
And that's all goes back to what you were talking about his religion and based on that and whatever. And, you know, man should not lie with a man and that kind of stuff. And you just go, okay, dude, live in the real world here. We have to live in the real world.
And again, I thought faith was an individual thing. I didn't think that one party could claim to own a faith. Because even if you're a Christian and you believe that America should be ruled by Christian ideals, then what version of Christianity are you going from?
Well, listen. I have some people that I know that, you know, tout to be religious and Christian, and I have never, ever, ever seen such abhorrent behavior of people in my life, you know, and once again, I'm with you. I'm not denying if you've got a faith and you follow it, that's great.
Absolutely.
If that gives you direction and that's something, but don't... If you're going to walk the walk, talk the talk, which is, I mean, he's kind of a hater, you know, and not really kind of, I mean, I just don't, you can, well, I don't know, Jane. I just think that, you know, it was interesting to me and he came out of nowhere. I was like, who is this guy?
Right. Mike Johnson, who?
Right. Right. So he's got the gavel. We'll have to wait and see.
How long he keeps it.
Right.
We'll have to see how long he keeps it. And there's a lot to get done.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Again, well, we still have the government running out of funding in 2 weeks.
That's the one thing that I did agree with him when he stood at, you know, he stood at the dais and he says, let's get stuff done. Let's start to work. Let's get to work. And I'm like, okay. Let's get to work.
Yes, absolutely. We have a lot of issues in this country that need addressing. First and foremost, I would think, is making sure the government doesn't shut down. Then we have to approve aid for Israel and Ukraine. And I don't know that he's going to be a Ukraine supporter.
We'll see. I mean, we'll see. He may, you know, I just think that sometimes these guys get into these positions of power and then they... behind closed doors, find out how it really works. I think that all the time. You sit there and you can say one thing, but then all of a sudden, hey, Mike, get over here. Okay, let me just tell you how this really works.
In the real world.
You're right. Right. So cool your jets. Slow your roll, all those things, because this is how it works. And you're going to do it this way.
Well, and from what I understand, the Speaker of the House's role is involved in large part in raising money. It's about calling people and asking for donations.
Right.
Big donations.
Well, yeah, I'm not denying that at all by any, but even more so, you know, you want to raise money, that's fine. But what's more concerning to me is that he's second in line to take over the big gig.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't really think I want him in the Oval Office if something should happen.
Well, and let's not forget, he also was a big proponent that the 2020 election was stolen.
I know. Yep.
He was all out there talking about deceased Hugo Chavez and his efforts, apparently from beyond the grave, to get Joe Biden elected with the Dominion voting system machines. I mean, Mike Johnson was all up on that.
Oh, sure.
And so if the 2024 presidential contest is close, who's to say he's not going to just overturn the results? So his guy gets in.
I think you and I differ a little bit on this because you say you don't believe that there are any moderates left. I do believe that there are. I do think that there are people that are trying to be middle of the road kind of guy. But he's certainly not the guy.
He is not the middle of the road kind of
guy. No, not at all.
He's very, very extreme on a lot of issues. And so, again, it's...
He just looks kind of pursed, doesn't he?
He looks kind of what?
He's pinched. He seems like he's a little pinched.
He's a little tense.
Yeah.
Perhaps he's a little tense.
It's just, you know, I'm like, wow, you seem kind of... Like you're, yeah, loosen it up, dude.
Texter from the 541, Johnson is a MAGA, which it makes it easier for the other MAGAs to stand with him. Perhaps it's more difficult for self-thinking Republicans to step out of the party line. Hopefully the major stuff gets done before the party starts falling apart again.
Starts falling apart? I don't think it's even put back together yet. This is like a, you know what this is? This is like a box of puzzle pieces. We're not even beginning to put the puzzle together. It's just a bunch of pieces that are all jumbled up, and that's what the Republican Party looks like right now.
And we're still getting the pieces turned over and trying to get the border done.
Right. Exactly.
Before we can fill in
exactly
all the rest of the stuff.
I know.
Yeah.
So, you know.
At least there's a speaker. Again, hopefully we'll get some things done. Hopefully. We will move forward.
At least let's put one foot in front of the other. Let's take some baby steps and like go in the right direction instead of this, you know, 3.5 weeks of petulant children on the playground.
Whoop, 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 boing.
Unbelievable.
All right. When we come back, we are going to change the focus a little bit and give you an update on the latest mass casualty shooting in America, this time in Maine.
Yeah, it was awful.
So we have some more details to give you coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us. You are listening to Ask Us Wisconsin. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome to Ask West Coast, Wisconsin, 20 minutes past 10 o'clock on Thursday, October 26th. Jane Matinier in for Kristen Brine. Greg Bach is on the board, and my friend and colleague Carol Kane live with me in studio in downtown Waukesha. Going to give you an update on the tragic latest mass casualty shooting that happened this time in Maine. I did want to come back with one text. We were just talking about Mike Johnson getting elected last night as Speaker of the House.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a very religious man and said during his acceptance speech last night that he believes he was appointed by God to do this job.
Well, you know, I think God's a little busier, but, you know, that's just me.
John from the Falls checking in at 844-967-2789. Good morning, everybody. I consider myself to be a faithful Christian. I think the issues Jane is bringing up about the new speaker are very important. A lot of these so-called Christians claim you need to follow the letter of the law from the Bible. The belief system espoused by Christians is based on the teachings of Jesus Christ, who taught things like love your neighbor, not pointing out the speck in your neighbor's eye while ignoring the plank in your own. I'm guessing the new Speaker of the House doesn't follow the teachings of not eating pork, not touching the skin of a dead pig, like a football, or having someone stoned to death for working on the Sabbath. Just my two cents, but if you want to be judged by the law and not by grace, you better be living it perfectly.
Well, and truly, he's not. You know, if you sit there and if you're deifying yourself, then we got a big problem.
Well, and then I also think if you can stand up there and say that you were appointed by God, then doesn't that mean that President Biden was appointed by God?
Well, that means everybody there has been yeah.
Whether you like him, Democrat or Republican.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
It's everybody.
Right. Yeah. I mean, as my mom used to say, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. You gotta play it both sides.
And as John from the Falls referenced in that text, my whole problem with, you know, Leviticus and a man shall not lie with a man is that's the only thing that's cherry picked out of there.
Oh, sure.
Because again, according to Leviticus, tattoos. No. Women aren't supposed to cut their hair. Nope. There's all kinds of things in Leviticus that Christians do not follow.
Right.
But this is the one they're sticking with. And it's always been my understanding that, and I completely lost my point.
Oh, okay. I thought you were, I
was going to make a killer point and just went whoosh.
I thought this was a pregnant pause drama.
Here's what I wanted to say. The New Testament brought a new message.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That was the whole point of the New Testament. Love thy neighbor as thyself.
Mm-hmm.
All the, you know, help the homeless and treat the stranger like, you know, not the Old Testament is a lot more of smitey.
Right. Right.
A lot more about smiting.
Right. I agree with you, you know.
So, again, I just think it's going to be interesting going forward with this new Speaker of the House. We have Bill from Oconomowoc on the line. Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Hi.
Good morning. I teach classes in Christian leadership. I've got three classes I'm involved in, a fourth that I just joined. In Christian leadership, there's one important word. It's humanitarian. Now, if you're not a humanitarian, but you profess to be a Christian, anybody can profess to be a Christian. That a lot of people do. But when you don't care about your fellow man, when you don't care about the needy, the poor, when you call the people that cross the border illegal, you're not a Christian. I'm sorry, and I'll debate it with these people, and I have. Don't, as you said, cherry pick this, but it's just one word, humanitarian. If you don't care about your fellow man, don't tell me you're a Christian. And if this man says that God sent him to politics, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I'll give him a chance to prove it. But if he doesn't, I'll also challenge him. I challenge a lot of people lately to open debate anywhere, anytime. I pay for the lunch. I pay for the lunch.
You know, I think that's a really... I think, Phil, you've got a really healthy attitude. I do. You know, give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's see what he does with the power. And, you know, good or bad, if he screws it up, then we got to call him on the carpet.
And you at Civic Media do something so good. You educate the public. But once the public gets educated, just like in school, you go out there and use that diploma. Don't just keep talking about it. Get active. Now, you
right.
can call. I call Robin Voss's office. They didn't know me. Even Dan O'Donnell at WISN will not let me on the air because he can't win.
Yeah, and they don't.
I'm not trying to sound arrogant. I'm not trying to be arrogant, but he can't win because he denies facts.
Well, that's just it, Bill. And, hey, none of us like to be challenged, but if you're going to posit an argument, then you need to be able to back that up with something than just how you feel about it, right?
Oh, absolutely. If you hold up the Bible as a Christian leader, and I'm going to confess, there's a bullseye on my back to screw up. People want me to say, oh, yeah, and he calls himself a Christian leader. I got to be very aware of that. And I tell my friends, call me immediately. If I'm doing something that is blaspheming the Bible or going against, call me on the carpet. Because I'm a sinner, not a saint. I go to church on Sunday because it's not filled with saints. It's filled with sinners. And if we adopt a Christian attitude in our country, we will persevere. I promise. It's biblical.
But it's
all this nonsense, you know, that we hear, just you guys do it best. Treat it with humor. Because that's the only way to treat it with.
Thank you so much, Bill. Really, thank you so very much. Yeah. And thank you for having difficult conversations with people. It's tough to put yourself out there
and
have hard discussions. I think this is a much broader discussion, though. Again, I go back to if the goal is to institute and govern according to Christian principles, who gets to determine what those are? Are they Catholic principles? Are they Lutheran principles? Are they Mormon principles? There's all kinds of divisions or different ways of viewing Christianity than just one. So that's a discussion for another day. When we move on, we're going to talk about different ways you've hurt yourself.
Oh, God.
Because my co-host today, Carol Kane, just recently had an incident with a ladder. So we're going to give you all the gory details.
Oh, they're gory, all right.
And find out the latest way that you have injured yourself at home, because I think that is where most injuries occur.
Oh, without a doubt.
Right?
Without a doubt. And, you know, I was just trying to help somebody. And what did I end up doing? Knocking myself for a loop.
Right. Stay with us. We have the bottom of the hour news coming up next. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. With the war between Israel and Hamas reaching its third week, President Biden is calling on Israeli and Arab leaders to alleviate the suffering.
Hundreds of desperate people breaking into UN warehouses, taking food and other bare necessities. President Biden has expressed concern about the rising toll on civilians, speaking with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu by phone, saying Israel needs to defend itself, quote, in a manner consistent with international humanitarian law.
ABC's Matt Rivers in Tel Aviv. Hundreds of people storming an airport in Russia's Dagestan region, chanting anti-Semitic slogans and seeking out passengers who arrived at the airport on a flight from Israel. Russian authorities say more than 20 people were hurt. The federal judge overseeing former President Trump's election interference case has reinstated a narrow gag order on Trump, barring him from talking about prosecutors, court staff, and potential witnesses. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge has blocked a move by state lawmakers to remove the state's top election official. Attorney General Josh Call filed the lawsuit after the state Senate voted to remove Megan Wolf from the position. In a court filing, Republican leaders said that the vote was symbolic. While today's motion isn't the final ruling on the matter, the judge ruled that Wolf is allowed to continue serving as the state's election administrator until they make a final decision. Penalties could be on their way up for assaulting or doxing an election official in Wisconsin. A new bipartisan bill would also keep people from looking up clerks' phone numbers or addresses through public records requests. Local clerks from across the country say they're facing more and more harassment since the 2020 presidential election. If the bill becomes law, assaulting an elections clerk could mean 18 months in jail. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 22. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow 34. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 24.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matnair in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. Carol Kane, my friend and colleague,
yes,
live in studio with me in downtown Waukesha. And you can always check in, text, or call at 844-967-2789. If you're watching the live stream, you can do that on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. You can leave comments right there on the live stream, and we will see those as well. We're going to talk right now about various ways you have hurt yourself at home because, Carol, you did a good one.
I've always been a proponent of, if you're going to go for it, go all in.
No half measures.
No halfway. Yeah.
I feel like doctors
halfway
would disagree with that.
I know. I know, smart aleck Greg playing everybody hurt. So here's what happened. A couple days ago, My girlfriend has been after her husband to put a nail on the outside. She's got this beautiful brick home,
okay.
Right?
Yep.
And but she wants to hang her grapevine wreath way up top. And
okay.
So she's been after her husband to put a nail up in this awning area.
So it's pretty high up.
It's high up. So she called me and she goes, "Hey, I have a ladder, but it's not tall enough." So she goes, "But I have another ladder that my husband Paul has got in the rafters in the garage."
Okay.
And she says, "But I can't, it's too heavy. I can't do it myself." So me, she's one of my dearest friends. And I'm like, "Well, I can come and help you."
Now, I do want to stop you just for a moment and point out that you had surgery not too long ago.
Yeah, I had both hips replaced.
You had both hips replaced.
Right.
So you're not exactly quite up to speed.
No, not yet.
Not yet. So anyway, yet. Okay, continue. You just had both hips replaced.
This is...
And then you offered to help your friend get this ginormous ladder down from the rafters of the garage.
I love your wrap-ups there, Kara, Jane. They're just like, let me tell you why this is wrong from start to finish.
Continue.
So anyhow, I get down there and it's this really heavy aluminum or metal ladder.
Right.
That, you know, it could probably extend to like maybe 40 feet or something like that.
Big.
Yep. So I'm on this like a 6-foot ladder trying to jimmy this thing away from the rafters.
Uh-huh.
And Mary's on another step stool. Well, we got, and it's heavy. I'll bet you that darn thing weighs 100 pounds easily. So then we get it unjimmied.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, it decides we're not strong enough to hold this up.
Gravity's going to take over.
And gravity did take over. And gravity... Now, I'm on like the third step of this 6-foot ladder. So all of a sudden, this big ladder comes crashing down from the rafters. And as it comes crashing down, it knocks me off my 6-foot ladder, to which I fall off the ladder. And I hit my side on this, so I came down on my side.
Ow.
And my hand is all messed up. And so I, and poor Mary, you know, she's like, "Oh my God, I broke my friend." And she's trying to help me, but I was just like, the wind got knocked out of me. And I'm just like, "Don't touch me. Don't touch me." And so she like let me lay on the cement floor for a little bit until I could kind of jimmy myself up. Well, I knew immediately that I had done. I probably cracked a rib or something.
I think you probably did crack a rib.
Yeah, I mean,
and there's nothing. Unfortunately, there's nothing they can do for that.
No, the only thing that I can do is I could like some ace bandage or something to kind of like wrap around me. But then. That night, I was just like, I can't even walk. And you saw me. I look like I'm 100. And so I'm like staggering in. You should have heard me when I was trying to carry my computer bag to that. Like, oh, no. And Lou is so mad at me. He's like, "Would you go see a doctor?" I'm like, "What are they going to do? There's nothing they can do except, you know, maybe do an x-ray and go, yeah, you cracked a rib."
Well, I think it would be good for you to know and maybe just to make sure that nothing else was
Carol, it behooves
hurt.
You.
It does behoove.
It behooves
you. It behooves you.
It does behoove you.
So, you know, I'm just shuffling around and okay, doctors out there are going to be so mad at me when I make this statement, but I still have leftover drugs from my hip surgery.
Oh, my God, Carol.
I still have leftover drugs from my hip surgery. So what did I do? I found, and don't write me about the opioid crisis. Different topic. So last night, just to help me sleep, I popped one of these pills. So I woke up this morning, and not only still can I barely walk, now I'm like, woo!
Kids, don't listen to Aunt Carol.
No,
when her medical decisions?
Well, my dad was a pharmacist, so I kind of figure
she has a medical background.
Yes. My father was a pharmacist, therefore I am a doctor.
My father was a mortician, now I'm at a medical examiner.
There you go.
Yes. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Any doctors want to check in with Carol? Absolutely. We do have a message on the live stream from Andrew who says, lift with your knees, not your back. My garage door opener spring just broke. I tried lifting the door by myself to get the cars out, threw out my back, and had a weekend of pain.
Yeah.
I'm in for
a good weekend of pain.
absolutely.
You know, and go ahead.
No, go ahead, Carol. Go. Do your thing.
Well, here's another thing that I did, right? This happened a few years ago. We have these wonderful Japanese businessmen that Lou had done business with, right? They were over at the house to have dinner. So I'm making steak au poivre with a brandy cream sauce, like, 'cause you know how much I love to cook and things like that. So, we got started talking about, birthdays, and I let the brandy sit in the pan a little too long. And I said, oh, my birthday's really easy to remember. It's the day before Pearl Harbor Day, and I light it, and it's and this thing exploded. I burned my hands. It is. I'm trying to, like, because I'm an idiot, I'm fanning the flames. Now the flames go up into the hood, over under the counter, and are licking my curtains. My curtains almost went on fire. Now these poor guys, they jump. I've just referenced Pearl Harbor with Japanese businessmen.
You could have just said my birthday is on St. Nick's Day.
Yeah, I. You know, I couldn't.
How did you put the fire out?
Lou came running over with the top to the pan and put the pan top on and stopped the fire. But I mean, this is the kind of stuff that I do.
You should be wrapped in bubble wrap.
Yeah.
And stay away from flames. And ladders.
And people.
And maybe cars.
And Japanese businessmen.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. How have you hurt yourself
at home? There have got to be other people that have done stuff like this.
Well, you.
Though when we started talking about this last night, it was winter, and we had this big metal container of bird seed.
Okay.
And so I was going out to refill the bird feeders, and there was a big patch of ice right outside of the garage, and I slipped and fell, and I hit my face on this metal bird seed container.
Oh my gosh.
And so I started bleeding. Mm-hmm. And you know, you can get a bit, like, head cuts will really bleed a lot. Nose bleeds will bleed, you know, but sometimes it's like when you get a facial cut and you think, oh God, I'm dying.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much going to bleed out right here. So we raced to the emergency room, and it was just a little cut.
Oh, I mean,
yeah.
So I was lucky, but.
Well, my garage floor, because my hand is all cut up, my garage floor looks like a crime scene.
Well, I'm just thinking, if that had happened with you with a birdseed container, you probably would have decapitated yourself. It's just like.
if I'd been lucky.
Oh, my God.
If I'd been lucky. Just so, you know, let's just circumvent all the pain and just get it over with. So, I mean, I know that it was stupid and I probably shouldn't have done it. And then what happened, because her husband was out hunting, he was up north hunting. So the next day she calls me and she goes, as I'm staggering around my house trying to walk, and she goes, how are you? And I go, I'm not good.
Yeah.
And she goes, guess who came home last night? And I go, are you kidding me? He came home early.
And he could have gotten the ladder.
Yeah. There you go.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. How have you or your spouse or your friend hurt themselves recently?
There's got to be something with a knife or something somewhere.
At home.
I have a story.
Okay.
Excellent.
My mom is she frequently donates clothing to various drives and usually to church rummage sales and things like that. And a couple months ago, she was like, can you help me take some boxes to this drive? And I said, absolutely. So we go drive over there. And I had put some picture frames, glass picture frames, in between her seat and the back seat.
Okay.
And for some reason, they ended up shattering. We heard it. We're like, no big deal, whatever. She's unloading the stuff. And I'm like, well, I'm going to clean up the glass.
Oh, boy.
Now, here's the thing. I know glass is sharp. I know glass is dangerous. If you'd have seen me doing this, I knelt down a little bit. I turned my phone flashlight on so I could see all the glass. Uh-huh. I started picking pieces of glass out, and there was just one that I don't know what happened, but it was absolutely invisible because when I reached my hand in, it just punctured my palm and went about an inch and a half in. And as soon as I pulled my hand back, I like pinched my hand together, and I was just like, and all this, it was just, I'm like, oh, that's a lot of blood.
Oh, not good.
And I go over to my mom, I go, Mom, and she goes, what's wrong? And she starts screaming.
Oh gosh.
And they have to go find like a piece of clothing inside of the rummage sale. They're like, we can't sell this. We'll just, and I was like, my hand was wrapped in a pair of women's shorts.
That's hilarious.
And if you look at my hand now, you can barely see anything. It was the tiniest cut, but it just gushed.
Isn't it remarkable how much, I mean, that's like getting a nosebleed.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And it's, you literally think you're dying.
Right.
Just because of the amount of blood. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We have Karina is on the line. Good morning, Karina.
Hi.
How have you hurt yourself lately?
Hi. Oh, I'm like Carol, so it's endless stories. But what about the Carol? I really think you need to go to the doctor because you do have have internal bleeding, and it's dangerous because it can be very slow bleeding. So you go to sleep and you never wake up in like in a month or so.
Oh my
so
God!
Please go and do it, and okay. Please do that, and take some arnica. And some CBD is really good for your cream. And if you want, I will deliver it to your home.
Aww.
To my phone. So call me after. If you want, I will deliver it to your home because I want you to feel better.
Thank you. Karina, you're a doll. Thank you so much. That's really sweet. You should go to the doctor.
Yeah, you need to go to the doctor.
You really do.
I don't think you have a broken rib. If you had a broken rib, breathing, anything would hurt, but you might have a bruised rib.
Yeah. And again, just to have them look you over and say, you're not going to die today.
Okay.
It's always nice to have that little reassurance.
That reassurance.
Right?
Yes. Well, You got health insurance.
Yeah, I got it. I can hit it on my way home. There's an urgent, God knows we've got, in my neighborhood for some reason, the emergency clinics have popped up like Pop-Tarts. They're everywhere.
they really are.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Well, we're still taking your calls and your texts at 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. How have you hurt yourself or a friend has hurt themselves recently? Just doing a thing at home. Just doing your thing.
Living your life.
Living your life. And whoops, that was bad. We will be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Mantmeyer in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. Carol Kane with me in our studio in downtown Waukesha. Just a reminder, new mom Kristen is joining us every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11 o'clock, doing some little check-in while she's off on maternity leave, and we get a chance to check on little Frankie Lou. We did not see her yesterday. She was apparently being a little loud.
Oh.
Little girl was being a little loud.
They have a tendency to do that.
They do that.
And for some reason, babies just don't reason.
What is it with you? You're a month old. Snap out of it.
That's enough. Stop it.
Exactly. We are taking your calls and your texts at 844-967-2789 and different ways you and other people you know have hurt themselves doing just some pretty basic things. Texter says, this didn't happen at home, but I twisted my ankle walking across a completely flat parking lot. My mother was stepping out of the motorhome, tripped and missed a step, and broke her foot when she hit the ground.
Oh, boy.
My youngest sister, twirling around the living room, smacked her hand against the back of the couch and fractured her arm.
Oh!
Owie!
When I was a little girl, I was kind of a tomboy. I know that's shocking, but I had my best friends... were Peter Marino and Doug Maxted. And we had gone to some place, and I bought a brand new cowboy hat. And I saw that Peter Marino had come home. My mom had put the cowboy hat on top of the mantle.
Okay.
And as I was racing to the living room to get my cowboy hat, I tripped on one of the throw rugs, and I went headfirst into the brick fireplace.
Carol!
Yeah. And so I've got like a Frankenstein scar under my bangs.
Oh.
And I kind of sat back and bleeding like you can't believe.
Like crazy, yeah.
And my mom comes out and she starts screaming. And then that was a trip to the emergency room. And the doc just looked at me and he goes, okay, we got to put a bunch of stitches in this thing. So, yeah, I went headfirst into the fireplace.
You are a hazard to yourself.
I need one of those hazard like signs.
Yes.
I have tons of those stories too of I'm surprised. I've never broken a bone and I've never had a stitch and I've never gone to surgery. And somehow, and I have done some, I was once in bed and I stretched too hard and I pulled my back.
That's hilarious.
I got sent home from work. I walked in, they're like, just go home. You can't do your job right now.
844-967-2789. Texter, one day my dad had some family over to work on a pickup truck. They turned the engine by hand to do something, forgot it was still in gear, and the truck rolled off its jack stands.
Oh my God.
Littlest and skinniest brother was working under the truck at the time, scared the bejesus out of everybody, but no physical injuries. That's amazing.
Oh, my God. That's funny. It reminds me of when my dad was mowing the lawn once, and he had a riding lawnmower. My grandpa came over, and they were talking, and he just got off the lawnmower, and I was 5, and I just walked up to it, and I was just looking at the lawnmower, and I decided to touch the muffler.
I put
my hand on the muffler, and it was one of those things like with electricity where like you can't let go right away.
Oh.
I put my hand on it. I was just like, oh, this hurts, and I started screaming, and my dad was like, are you okay? And then he was sort of probably in his head going, my son's an idiot.
What have I raised?
I've raised a moron.
He's never going to make it to 10. It's never going to happen. Well, speaking of different ways to hurt yourself, this is going to be a doozy. The first ever Florida Man Games coming soon to St. Augustine, Florida.
Oh, boy.
We've all heard the Florida Man tropes.
Florida man
wrestles with an alligator, loses his leg. There's all kinds of Florida Man stories. Yes. Real life stories of the world's worst superhero, Florida Man. Some of the events will include a wild day of mud games and Florida-style obstacle courses.
What could
go
wrong?
A great opportunity to live that Florida man life for a day.
Yeah, what could go wrong?
I was going to say, and it means a lot when Carol says, what could go wrong?
Among the contests planned for next February in St. Augustine, the evading arrest obstacle course, in which contestants jump over fences and through yards while being chased by real police officers. The Category 5 cash grab, in which participants try to grab as much money as they can in a wind-blowing booth. Well, that's been done
before.
I'll
do that. Yeah.
That's not so odd. And beer belly wrestling.
I feel like if you want to make that cash thing more Florida, just throw wasps in there.
Something.
Yeah, you got to make it a little more Florida.
There should be an alligator in there or something.
Yeah, something. What exactly is beer belly wrestling?
I can only imagine it's large shirtless men
wrestling.
You called?
There you go.
Does this call to you, Greg Buck?
Absolutely not. Although, here's the thing is, I bet you most of the people taking part in these games are non-Florida men. Like, it's going to be a bunch of guys who look like me from the north with ironic mullets. Like, I want to do it. And then real Florida people watching going, you wouldn't last 10 seconds, son.
You know what? That's like those lumberjack contests where you see these, you know, these idiots that are going to be climbing. You've got big saws and you're trying to saw something in half real fast, or you're trying to, you know, shimmy up this.
But,
it's like,
but see, that I would watch. I would love to go to a lumberjack competition. Kristen and I have talked about that before because there's one it's in Hayward.
Yep.
And we've talked about that. This just sounds
right.
Like this someone is seriously going to get hurt.
This is like a redneck game.
General admission right. is only $45.
Or 30 rack of Keystone.
You know what's going to happen? That's why I'm not going to a lumberjack contest, because there's going to be some errant axe
yes.
that is going to go off course and it's going to, you know, Carol's going to catch it.
I can ask.
Yeah, you know what? That makes sense.
With your record?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Stay away from those things.
And then I'm a headline, and Carol Kane is a headline. She took an axe to the gut.
And she's still alive.
And she's still alive.
All right. When we come back, we have the top of the hour news coming up next. Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here, as she is every Thursday, for our public cervix announcement. So if you have questions for her about your health, just in general, or something specific, shoot us a text at 844-967-2789. And then at 11:33, J.R. Radcliffe, we're going to be talking sports. All kinds of things going on in Wisconsin that we can kick around. Some good, some not so good.
Some not so good.
Some not so good. So that's all coming up. I hope you can stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening to us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over.
then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
Very honored to have Chester Markle joining us.
You had some challenges with alcohol. You have done a great job getting that message out.
You know, it takes a long time to get it for some people. You know, my responsibility to every community and every place I go is to give back what others gave to me when I didn't know how to get it.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and...
ABC News, I'm Mark.